Mormon supporters of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton gathered Monday night for an informal family home evening at Clinton's campaign headquarters. KUER's Nicole Nixon was there.
Several Clinton supporters came with family members to socialize and make cards for the presidential candidate. Sabrina Sweet Mangum was there with her husband and two children. She says she's been a supporter of Hillary Clinton for a long time.
As a Mormon, it's hard for me to understand how someone could not vote for her considering her opponent.
Numbers released by public policy polling last month show that while 56% of Mormons surveyed had an unfavorable view of Donald Trump, 84% of Mormons had an unfavorable view of Clinton. And when it comes to casting a vote, 44% of Mormons say they would go with Trump, while only 12% would choose Clinton. When surveyed last month, 17% of Mormon voters were still undecided. So these LDS Democrats are trying hard to convince their friends, family, and ward members, many of whom are staunch Republicans, to really consider changing their vote this year. Utah House Minority Leader Brian King is an active Mormon and encourages his fellow church members to vote their conscience.
We should not be voting party before we vote for principles. Look, vote your principles, vote your conscience, because this is a guy who is not consistent in terms of what his personal values are and what his life choices have been in his life.
But Trump's support in Utah seems to be growing. A poll released by UtahPolicy.com this week put Trump ahead of Clinton by 15 points, up from a 9-point lead he had in June. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.